They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, fourth and final hour. We'll get back to the Patriots and news that comes out of camp in the, that is, mandatory mini camp in the coming minutes. So, there's more kids in high school that have been suspended for smoking a cigar at graduation. This happened 4 years ago. We've already been through this before. I don't know if you remember us. Did we talk about it?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Sounds like we did. I mean, these stories are so random now.
I'm
seems
pretty
like they
sure
pop up a lot.
We discussed this going back. I don't know. I'm trying to think. No, maybe not. I don't know that I was on this. I know that I probably discussed it at some point.
Maybe,
but
yeah.
Not on this particular time slot.
I should tune out in June.
It happened 4 years ago when two Beverly High School lacrosse players were suspended from a sectional championship game for smoking cigars at graduation. That happened in June of 2014.
So lacrosse continues after graduation? Like,
yeah.
Once you graduate, you're out. Smoke,
well, no, but
light it
but
up.
If you're in the state tournament for baseball,
yeah.
Or for...
Keep going.
I think it's still going. I'm not positive on that, but I know lacrosse is still going.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened again. Again, a second time. This time it's in Saugus. Reading from the stories that are out there today, the superintendent of schools in Saugus said that a photo showed up of not two guys this time, but six. The Saugus Six, as we can call them.
The Saugus Six. That's something Andy Wong can name his new wing.
It's six Saugus High School lacrosse players and one baseball player. All have been suspended from participating in tournament games for smoking cigars on graduation day. Gotta be kidding me with this. Six of them from the lacrosse team and one from the baseball team. So numerous members of the high school graduating class on Friday night lit up cigars after graduating. Saugus Public Schools has a tobacco-free school policy. On top of that, you must be 21 years of age, apparently, to purchase tobacco products in the town of Saugus. They've got their own rule.
So it's illegal to possess it or even purchase it.
Oh, it might be illegal to purchase it, but
yeah.
I don't think you can get charged with possession of tobacco under the age of 21 that town. The purchase age might be 21, but I think that state law would supersede that. And I don't know. I don't know the legalities of it. This is what I do know. The school, I guess, had to have self-reported this matter and got seven of their guys suspended for tournament games.
I'd like to be that narc. I saw Billy, Bobby, Jimmy, and Tommy out there with a cigar.
This is what I want to say. 4 years ago when this popped up, I thought how moronic, how idiotic this rule is. And I still feel that way about the rule. But it's already happened to another group of kids. And when that happened in 2014, every coach, every school administrator, every teacher that's somehow involved in athletics should have told these kids, hey, there's a dumb rule.
Yep.
And you got to be aware of it because some dummy is going to report you and you're going to get in trouble for this.
So obviously,
when that happened to Beverly in 2014, that should have now been like mandatory instruction for all teams and all coaches. And you know what? If you're not doing it now and you coach a high school team, in the spring especially now, make sure you tell your kids on your team this rule. Because I don't think these kids broke the rule knowing what the rule was. They didn't know the rule. They wouldn't have done it had they known the rule.
No.
Someone's got to make sure they know the rule because they're not in violation of any laws, I don't think.
They knew the rule. They just didn't think they would get suspended from postseason play because
how do you know that?
It's a zero tolerance policy for vaping, tobacco use, any kind of chemical use in the Saugus High School public whatever. It's written.
It's school rules.
Yeah.
But it's also an MIAA thing.
Yeah, I think it's an MIAA thing. We even have, when your kids are playing high school ball, you have to sign these waivers for it. Darty's right, this is a zero tolerance policy. This tells me that the kids are stupid here. The coach, you can even hold him more accountable, or even the parents. You've got to talk to these kids on a daily basis about, hey, okay, Guess what's coming up? Graduation. When do high school kids at the age of 17 or 18 lose their minds? Around graduation, where they may hop in a car, where maybe there's drunk driving, maybe there's booze, maybe there's drugs, maybe there's grad parties, maybe there's smoking. Hey guys, you're still playing ball. Remember, enjoy graduation. You don't normally smoke cigars, so you're doing it to get attention. Now all of a sudden, you put yourself in the under the microscope, forcing the school to act this way. A return to men's not the narc. It's a zero tolerance policy. We get mundane emails from the school on a daily basis about this, that, and the other. If your kid's in a sport, it's 10 times on top of that, especially if they got a good coach that's got a handle on things. Hey, guys, here's our schedule for the next 4 weeks. I know you got to juggle graduation, but let's remember A, B, C, and D. Let's not do anything to jeopardize. It'd be like us and the pros going away for a bye week. Guys, go enjoy your time. Don't let me see your name in the paper. Don't do anything stupid to jeopardize you or your teammates when you return. Don't make me do something I don't want to do, and that means act and suspend you. Or sit you down. It's an easy thing. This is bad on the kids. This is bad on the coach. Everybody wants to blame the school and the town and all that. It's across the board, MIAA. I don't like the rule either. I mean, you want to celebrate something. What do? You either have a cigar or you toast champagne. That's what you normally do. After a sporting event or you go to a wedding, everybody's got a toast, right?
I would just say, where does the MIAA come into this anyway in terms of, like, why is this detrimental to the...
Like, this is bad, but it's...
Sports that are being played right now.
What the hell did we talk about a month ago about running up the score on that one where it was 90 to whatever score? All right, it's okay to do that, but this isn't okay. A kid at a graduation can't light up a cigar as a joke.
No, but in terms of... doling out blame. This is a dumb rule that we knew about. It's been known about. I put it on the adults. Why don't you tell these kids? You knew this happened a few years ago. We've already been over this.
If I was at graduation, my kid had a cigar that's lighting up and smacking on the back of the head. What are you doing? But then I would get rid of that. It's stupid. Looks stupid anyway. 18-year-old kid. Oh, look at me. Here, see, maybe a cigar, see? What are you going to do with it? You're going to choke and you're going to puke. Smoke cigars. You don't even do it normally. Now they're smoking. Hey, look at me. Dumb kids.
Now, can you understand why there's no tobacco use in games? Of course. Yeah. Why there's no tobacco use at school? Of course. Why this relates to that? It doesn't. It just doesn't.
Zero tolerance, Beetle. And I tell you what, they got off easy.
They got off easy?
Got off easy.
How did they get off easy?
There was a guy years ago by the name of Rupert Horn. I believe he was a long-lost uncle of a ball player. Mark Brewster, Monty Brewster. Anyway, this Rupert Horn's father caught him smoking a cigar, and he locked him in a closet with a box of cigars for 3 days with nothing but a box of cigars and a book of matches and wouldn't let him out until he smoked every one of them. These Saugus kids, they got off easy.
I don't think they got off easy. But
yeah. Say that after you spent 3 days in a closet with nothing but a box of cigars and a book of matches.
I think that's a reasonable way about going about it. Mike is in Watertown. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey. What's up?
Yeah, I remember when I was playing high school sports, we had always had to go over a form with our parents, basically saying we had to sign off saying we weren't going to smoke and stuff.
Sure did.
I'm not too sure if they still do that or not.
Yes, so they
I'm
do.
Pretty sure they.
Yep.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, include alcohol in the policy also.
Yeah, exactly. I still think it's kind of stupid, especially with graduation so close and stuff. But
well, alcohol makes sense. Party. None of these kids are 21.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're not allowed to do something that is technically illegal. Yeah. There's nothing illegal about an 18-year-old smoking a cigar.
I saw that kid, what was he, baby? Remember the one in China? Smoking cigarettes, sucking in butts?
No, I don't think it was that? China.
It was at my...
Yeah, I remember the video, though. That, it was like the four-year-old who smoked.
It was like Vietnam or something. I don't know where the hell it was. Then we had that one of that monkey smoking. Don't make me pull up the raccoon videos.
Indonesia.
Oh, my God. That fat kid with the diaper. Just sucking butts.
There's an update on him, according to what I'm looking at now. This is... there he is. He kicked the habit, though. He kicked... Look at him. Looks good now.
Everybody kicks habits.
Growing up.
Yeah, he thinned out.
Mike in the truck. Mike...
Hey, yeah.
Hey.
I'm just laughing about the Indonesian smoking baby.
Yeah, the Indonesian smoking baby.
I saw an interview with the AD for the Saugus team, and I guess it's a big tradition in Saugus after graduation to smoke cigars. The only thing that was different this year was that the spring season was delayed by 2 weeks. These kids would have been done playing sports before graduation if it wasn't.
Okay. All right. It's a tradition in a lot of places. We heard the same thing in Beverly when it happened in Beverly.
Yeah.
With the lacrosse players there 4 years ago.
Love tradition. Doesn't mean you do it.
If you had a coach who said to you, hey, I know what that stupid tradition is, but you want to keep playing because there's a rule about not smoking at all, including these cigars at graduation. You can't do that in order to keep playing. Do you think they would have done it anyway?
No,
they wouldn't have done it. They wouldn't have. They would have said, oh, well, I don't want that to happen. I want to keep playing. My team's in the tournament. Why would I want to pass on that opportunity? 617-779-0985. So I blame the adults on this one, not the kids. Blame the adults. We'll get back to your calls, but also, more importantly, we will get some tweets from minicamp.
Looks like a two-minute drill is going on, and somebody hasn't missed a step.
I think we'll have some just moments from now, so stay tuned for those.
Zone and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
Zone and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wow, that was smooth coming back there, Tom.
Ready for tweets?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom's not going to play him now, though, because he's being a jerk.
Can we make fun of Jim real quick, though, first of all?
He's okay, by the way.
Is he not dead?
He's alive.
We've confirmed Jim
is
not
the appendix.
He's not
rushed
dying.
To the hospital with appendicitis concerns this morning. Turns out he has a tummy ache.
Yeah. He's eating. His doctors told him he's eating too many oats dry. Jim hates the consistency of oatmeal, but he eats the oats dry.
What's the diagnosis? Why?
It's viral in nature, whatever it is he's dealing with.
He said it's really bad. I need to spend my day on the toilet.
No, he's definitely sick.
Oh, he is. He was sick.
I don't want him here if he's got some sort of strange virus.
I don't want any bacteria around
here. Glad he's home.
Get that E. coli stuff.
Virus is different from a bacteria.
Probably had some bad lettuce. Guy eats rough.
I don't want to get into the science with you, but there's a difference.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, you get the sounder ready to go. Fire it up.
Tweets from minicamp.
First from Mike Reese. Observations from practice part one. Tom Brady, first team reps. Same as it ever was. Long bomb to Kenny Britt. vomit in the trash can for a minute. Long bomb to Kenny Britt on 7-on-7 situational work, a highlight. Brady was emphatic after. Brady later missed a bomb to Britt and was upset with himself. He was vocal. Robert Kraft was on hand, according to Mike Reese, with his observations. He said Brian Hoyer, Rob Gronkowski, deep left corner on a top passing, was a top passing highlight. Hoyer to Gronk, a passing highlight. That tells you where we're at here.
Yeah. According to Matt Dolliff, he says highlight of the day.
Oh, boy.
Gronk made a nice catch and double coverage on that deep ball from Brian Hoyer, Beetle, that you are poo-pooing. It said proceeded to spike it through the end zone. Spiking the ball in the first day of minicamp.
Yeah. Kenny Britt yelled out, welcome back, after that one. What are the odds Reese went up to Mr. Kraft and said happy birthday? I got like...
What observations?
That's a guarantee.
What observations was Robert Kraft making? Someone said he was there with his observations, Beetle.
What?
You said one of the tweets.
No,
said,
I said as part of Mike Reese's observations. He said Robert Kraft is on here.
Oh, well, Robert's always observing.
He said similar to last week, Trent Brown at left tackle, Isaiah Wynn at left guard.
Yep.
Full offense, took a lap at one point. Kenny Britt didn't finish practice, slammed his helmet and limped off with an athletic trainer. Slamming the helmet. That's Kenny Britt like. That sounds like the Kenny Britt.
That's good. Be around the entire month. Now, all of a sudden, you make one day of minicamp.
Oh, welcome back, Gronk. And then 2 minutes later, he's being walked off the field, slamming his helmet.
Belichick probably having shot up in the sniper tower.
Adrian Claiborne blew up a Chris Hogan end-around.
Haven't said much of that guy's name ever since they picked him up.
Kevin Duffy had these observations saying Gronk had fun. Said Belichick sent the whole team on that lap after a false start during 11s, and use some colorful language at that point.
Ooh. Like Blue, red, orange.
I don't
yellow.
Think, nope, I don't think that was the
green,
goal of the language.
Green, black.
Doug Kyd stating that Tom Brady, Gronk, Cody Hollister, Cyrus Jones, Nate Ebner, all returning to practice today. As we mentioned earlier, Tom Brady was with the ones. Phil Perry tweeting that Tom Brady was first up in all team periods. Highlight reel throw of the day was a pass to Britt. Eric Rowe was in coverage, by the way, on that pass to Kenny Britt.
It's got to start in front instead of Butler. Right?
Mm-hmm. Ben Volen pointing out on Twitter there was no punishment for Brady or Gronk skipping OTAs. They took their usual place with the starting offense and had a normal number of reps. Gronk seemed to be having a lot of fun, galloping into the end zone for a few long touchdowns and playfully taunting teammates and coaches. Here are some of the numbers. Jeff Howe has that Brady completed 21 of 25 passes in team drills, took the first reps in all but one period through his first pass of the day to Gronk and walked through. Brady 14 of 15 to close practice, and the Jesus. Incompletion was a drop. So Brady looked pretty good.
Yeah, according
seven
to...
Seven on sevens, Brady 4 of 5, Hoyer 4 of 4. That is from Mark Daniels. At one point, the offensive line was Brown, Wynn, Andrews, Mason, and Waddle at right tackle.
Huh. It's probably just spinning with Cannon.
Yep. So it sounds, based on piecing these tweets together,
Brown Waddle,
and, Waddle and Cannon were rotating in right tackle.
Yeah, seems right. And you know, Brown's a big guy. And from my guys telling me, he said the line looks really big. You know, going back to the Vollmer Solder days.
Gronk
two,
spoke.
6'8" guys.
Gronk spoke a short time ago saying why he wasn't at OTAs, just training on my own. Thought that was the best thing for me.
Pretty straightforward.
Said today, felt good to be back out there to knock some rust off. Brian Hoyer was good today, according to Mark Daniels, who says that J.C. Jackson started opposite Gilmore again. J.C. Jackson, getting a lot of love early on here.
Sure is.
And that's pretty much what we've got at this point.
Where's Jason McCourty?
What about him?
Where's he fitting in here? Think he ends up starting?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You need three corners.
It's interesting
in
what Bill said, too, you know, regarding, you know, asked a lot of questions about individual guys, and he... Usually it's good to have all the guys here, call the guys here. And he was asked about Jason McCourty, and he said, boy, he and Devin together, man. Really good workers, really good leaders.
When asked about his contract, Rob Gronkowski said he's trying to get a new contract.
Really?
Also said that the thought of retirement for him was real this offseason, but that he's happy to be back.
It's interesting he publicly addressed the contract stuff. Because Bill doesn't talk about contracts, and I don't think he'd like the players to talk about it.
Fact, why don't we actually have some Gronk audio coming up? We'll grab that and we'll actually play it.
Okay.
We'll do our best to have that.
Take some calls to Len?
Yeah, in the meantime, we'll get some of your calls
Alrighty.
In. But we'll hear from Gronk. Albert in Rhode Island on TB12. Hey, Albert.
Albert.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Well, as though you said quickly, the coach doesn't like talking about contracts, and obviously he wouldn't want his players talking about contracts, but that would be under the preconceived.
Hello?
Albert?
Actually exists. We know now the Patriot way. Is completely illogical, and it's nonsense. Tom Brady showed that this year, okay?
Yeah. I knew he was fake. I knew he was a robot or recorded ahead of time. Did you hear that, Hardy?
I just thought he was breaking up.
It sounded like his tape skipped, and he was speaking over himself.
We're going to have to
listen. Go back and pull that.
Are we going to listen back? Are we going to listen back to it now? We're going to do it during
I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe he's that fake.
You think he pre-recorded what he had to say?
Well, Carlton does that. Remember, Carlton's like, I'm going to tape record myself, and I DVR everything. And he goes back and he listens to him.
But recording yourself once it's already aired is different than recording what you're going to say.
Ahead of time.
Ahead of time.
I saved it.
He's a bot. Albert in Rhode Island is a bot, isn't he, Tom? He's a bot.
Can't be.
He's like one of those callers that calls you. Hi. How are you?
Hi, it's Jim there. Sorry, you have the wrong number. Oh, maybe you can help me then.
Yeah.
See, if you
how about this? How about I help you hanging up on your ass?
And blocking your number.
Yeah, jack
you
wagon.
You could probably get away with that. You could probably say, Hardy and Brighton, go. Hi, guys. Two quick things,
Courtney.
And then I'll hang up and listen to you talk. Number one, bop, 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 bop. Number two, I also think bop, 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 bop.
Bop, bop, bop.
Thanks, love the show. Click. Like 30 seconds, be tight with it.
I'll take your comments off the air.
In fact, I think Felger might want to develop something like that for his program.
I agree. No interaction.
Like,
right?
Sell it talking as a product to the audience. You want to be on the air, you have to use this device.
You've heard of fan cred. Yes. Now you've heard of this.
Color cred.
Now you heard of voice cred.
Tell me when you're ready to play that back, Tom. Because that is unique.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to have it on the other side.
Okay.
Okay.
Now Fine. You don't have to worry about getting your takes in one take. With Color Cred, you can use as many takes as you want. Get it perfect, and then dial 617-779-0985.
They've kind of done that with these two-minute interviews they do, too, with, like, Greg Bedard and people. They have the little Jim Murray open. Hello there, ready for your quick interview. Don't they do, like, a two-minute quick interview?
I forget what it's called. It's the one-minute pleasantries.
Yeah.
It's done. It's over.
I don't know if you remember the Audio Road Show app that we once upon a time had.
Oh, my God.
The thought was right.
Oh, by the way, Banky app, at least.
Okay, no. The thought behind it was right, which was you can record your call and basically submit it, and then there's no waiting on the line. You just basically do your call, do your take, and submit. But it was never really used in that fashion.
Right. I mean, that's like the misuse of the app, but I think the app to now has been perfected.
I think we got in trouble for the way we used it.
It's seamless. There's no herky-jerky. There's no repetitive commercials. Our app is you click on our app, 98.5 The Sports Hub app. You download it. You play. You get exactly what comes over the radio.
Audio Roadshow was supposed to be, for serious sports monologues, and we were using it for... All right, yeah, use the Audio Roadshow. We're looking for your worst bathroom sounds. Go ahead and send them to us, and we'll play those back later on the show. And I think it got shut down. We were using our power for
no,
for
but they used to come
purposes.
Down and bug you and say, oh, what do you want the question to be? How about it's just you submit your...
Oh, my
you,
God.
You submit your call. You put in your call.
We had to, your show hasn't used the app in a while.
Yeah, that annoying web guy. What was his name?
Opachowski?
No, the other one.
Lifshitz.
Oh, the tall guy.
Yes.
Who's the tall guy?
Yeah. You can't even remember his name.
Who is he?
Come down and you know who? Jimmy Stewart will know his name.
Yeah.
Ask him. He'll know the name. Coming up next,
Gino.
No, that's too far back.
I don't even know. Well,
he was
about.
Gone by the time the audio
was. I don't remember anybody.
He was gone.
It was Gino and then it was Opachowski.
No, there's another guy in there.
Who's Opachowski?
The guy who got his face smashed in.
Oh, my God.
The one that Lanny used to...
You dummy.
Got his ass beat.
He used to come in the studio and Lanny would say, kick rocks, web department. And go back upstairs.
We'll hear from Rob Gronkowski next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Ah, poor Opachowski. Anyway, the Patriots' mandatory minicamp started today. Bill Belichick spoke with reporters ahead of time. Was asked about Tom Brady.
Having Tom back now allow you to do more in practice?
Our practices are structured in such a way that we just move forward from the first day of OTAs to the last day, which I include the minicamp and the OTAs. It's part of the same schedule.
Spoke with reporters ahead of time. Was asked about Tom Brady.
Having Tom back now allow you to do more in practice?
Our practices are structured in such a way that we just move forward from the first day of OTAs to the last day, which I include the minicamp and the OTAs. It's part of the same schedule.
Tweets coming in after the session ended saying that Brady was out there taking reps with the first team. Gronkowski also with an impressive touchdown reception and double coverage from Brian Hoyer during today's session. Red Sox are home to take on the Tigers tonight. Steven Wright gets the start. Last night, the Capitals beat the Golden Knights in D.C. 6-2 to take a 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. NBA Finals resume tomorrow night in Cleveland. Golden State's got the 2-0 series lead. Headlines are brought to you by Spectrum, America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice company. Hiring field technicians, great benefits, 17 weeks paid training. Jobs.spectrum.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zoe leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No surprise, Tom Brady did not stop and talk to the media as he departed the practice field today. Some other guys did talk. Julian Edelman spoke, as did Rob Gronkowski. Let's hear from the tight end, Rob Gronkowski, right now.
Let's do this.
It's an airplane.
Just was training on my own. Just felt like that was the best thing for me, and I wanted to take care of my body, take care of myself, and see where I was at. And before I came out here, so went good. I think it was a good decision.
Did you miss it? Did you miss being out here with the guys?
Yeah, miss being with the guys.
How much were those jitters related to just how, like, the coaching staff would accept you back, just knowing how much they even put into the voluntary?
I would say the jitters, it was for competing-wise. Every time I would say, no matter what year it is, from my rookie year to my second year to last year to this year, when you step on that field for the first time, no matter what, if it was the first OTA a couple weeks ago, if it was this mini camp practice, whenever I step on the field for the first time, you always get those jitters. It's just like for game one, too. You get the little jitters going, so it just felt good to be back out there, get some rust off, see what I got to work on, what I can improve, what my strengths are to make them stronger. So it was just good to be out there competing in football.
Rob, is there a point this offseason you thought you might retire?
I mean, I was just seeing where I was at first. I mean, obviously after long seasons, they're long hauling seasons, and I mean, I definitely was in the mind, but I had to do what I had to do, and I felt where I felt good enough, get my body prepared, get my body right again, see where my body was at, see where my mind was at. And I'm glad to be back out here. I feel like I definitely made the right decision coming back out.
Are you on good terms with the team right now and with Bill Belichick?
Yeah, for sure.
How did Tom look today?
Tom looked great. The guy, I don't think he's ever going to look bad. I mean, he's always looking good. He's never tired. His arm strength's always up there, so he's looking good.
Are you already doing your contract?
I don't know. Trying to.
You want to get something done before the season?
Who won it?
Rob, how excited are you for a Bronco horse this weekend?
I'm excited. I mean, it was supposed to race in the Kentucky Derby, but I got sick, so they didn't fly it across the country to it. So it's pretty wild. I mean, I heard about the horse like a year ago, and I saw and I was like, that's cool, you know? And then all of a sudden, it's like the horse is in the Kentucky Derby a year later. So it's pretty wild. Pretty cool scenario, pretty cool situation. And, just shows, name it the horse my name, it's gonna make it, baby.
You'll be able to take it for a ride or anything?
Hopefully. I like taking things for a ride.
He is a goofball, man. I like taking things for rides. Yeah. He was quick to say that he thinks everything with the team is fine. He's in a good place with the team, there's no issues between him and the team. Everyone's playing nice today.
Yeah, he sounds jovial, but I think he's serious in that, I felt that I wanted to train a certain way and to get my body ready, and I got to knock the rust off, and he does miss being with the guys. I think he genuinely does miss that.
Yeah, I think he offered a defense, though, of him doing all of that training by himself.
Yeah.
He did not back down from that at all. He felt that was the best.
Right.
In his best interest, he's not going to back down from that. I'll tell you, they're taking things for a ride.
No, what you're talking about, Reese.
Do we have our robot caller from last segment, Albert in Rhode Island? Do we have that ready?
We'll have that for takeaways.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You promised
another 20
now.
Minute delay. Good.
Delays.
A little different on the board, huh, Tom?
You guys can't talk for 4 minutes?
No, we can.
We can. It just won't be good.
Talk. We can. We That's can talk one of my to better Jim shows and Weymouth. Today. Jim and Weymouth, hello.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
Hello.
How do you know I won't be good? That's not nice.
No, we won't be good.
No. We didn't say you wouldn't be good.
We've given you the stage.
Okay, I got the stage. So anyway, your take, you said earlier, I know you're hell-bent on getting LeBron here, or at least making a case that it would be the smart thing, and you said, you know, someone with a brain, finally. And that kind of, like, twisted me a little bit, because it's like, the difference between us building something, the way we're building it, with integrity and hard work, is so much different than a ring-chasing dude, the dude that invented ring-chasing, all right, and that... It's like, if you can't see that difference, man, I don't know what to
Sucks
tell
playing in the finals every year. I know. It's a tough thing.
Yeah. And guess what?
He's the one player, Jim, that you would blow the whole thing up for. He is the singular
lone
player.
No.
I'm not blowing it all up, but you know what I'm saying. Make moves to acquire the player.
And
you
I'm
would
saying
have to do
no. The moves that would be necessary, I would not make. I'm on Jim's side.
Jim.
I don't get it.
Yeah, how the guy with an IV.
What is the integrity and hard work part of it?
Well, those
signing free agents?
Style points.
Oh, signing free agents like Crit. Gordon Hayward and Al Horford. Or Crit. Trading for a player who begged his way and threatened his former team. Yeah, that to me screams integrity. Mm. When you threaten your team, trade me or I'm going to get surgery.
Well,
Mr. Integrity Kyrie Irving.
There are two or three players that if you acquire them, Kevin Durant to Golden State, LeBron James, wherever he goes, those teams are going to be accused of doing it the easy way because you managed to land one of the best two, three players in the league.
But what if you're Philly and you built it with all those
Integrity
young draft picks?
Irving.
And then you just add LeBron to that mix. That's
Mr. Integrity.
Doing it both.
No. You can't add LeBron to this mix. You can't.
He left Cleveland the honorable way by threatening his team with surgery. Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good team cheer for.
Like, that's a good one.
That's good.
Jake and Andover. Hey, Jake.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing, Jake?
So, I was curious. I've been on the road listening to you guys all day about the mini camps. So I haven't been able to check out anything about the tweets, but now, I kind of feeling the same as you guys of Brady and Gronk coming back to be, you know, all-stars as usual. But the thing that I didn't hear in the recap you guys did, I didn't know if it's covered by tweets at all. Has there been any good news? Like, what's up with the first-round pick of Sony Michel? Was he with the first team today? Like, what was his role? And kind of looking at analysis on him.
I don't know the role or the rotations, but from the people I've talked to, he looks okay. He's not up to where James White and these guys are, which means he's behind. That's what you classify that as behind. But, I mean, this guy's been here for a month. Give me a break. I don't expect a ton from him early.
Oh, yeah, I'm not figuring him to be, like, the powerhouse back. I was just curious, you know, is he going to be more of a guy that's going to be filling a Deion Lewis kind of role, what we have with LeGarrette Blount?
Or, he's between a tackle and home run hitter, man. Give him the rock. Let him run.
That's what I'm kind of hoping because, I mean, from my knowledge, I mean, I'm still young. I'm 23, but I've never seen the Patriots, I think, since my age, to take a running back in the first round. So I was just curious on...
I can tell you this, Jake. From what we know so far, there have been some rumblings that he's been slow to pick things up. We saw a video that came out a few days back of Ivan Fierce yelling at him.
That's standard.
On a route in the corner of the end zone. But that's just coaching.
Yeah.
That's coaching.
Next time, what's going to happen? He's going to remember Ivan yelled at him, and I'm not going to cut that route a yard short.
USA Today writer Henry McKenna had this. He said, Sony Michel couldn't haul in a deep contested catch, tried to catch it with his body, and the ball popped out when his back hit the ground. He later tried to catch a ball that wasn't meant for him, and he dropped it. That's one of the tweets I saw from today.
See, that's where...
I also saw another one from the camera guys.
I see this one.
At NBC Sports Boston.
These guys are pretty active.
The running backs, they are. They got a great Twitter account. At NBCS Camera Guys. Running backs working with Tom Brady. Sony Michel made a catch and then got a good job from Tom Brady, giving him a little, hey, you had a boy. Little had a boy.
Yeah. As you're getting your ass slapped by Brady, hey, nice job, rookie. See, but that's where it's got to pick up for Brady. Not being around, now all of a sudden everything's new with him and Michel. He's got to get him up to speed. And if he's not going to fight for the ball and not go up and get it with the hands, and he's going to rely on catching it in the body, he ain't going to get it from that guy wearing 12.
No, that's a problem. Right now, there are 6 unsigned first-round picks in the NFL. Sony Michel is one of them.
It shouldn't be a problem anymore. These things are so slotted.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just,
what's the holdup?
I saw Rap Sheet had one. I think Lamar Jackson ended up signing his, and half the first-round picks are signed? Or you just said 6.
6 of them are not signed.
6 of them are not signed. Okay.
And he's one of them. We will have today's takeaways coming up next.
Zolak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time now for the Wake and 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight for life. The official weight loss program of your Boston Red Sox. Wakeand180weightloss.com is the website.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we never got to this today, but shout out to my 3-year-old son, Ben.
Oh, Benjamin.
Yeah.
Oh, birthday?
Must be his birthday or something.
Birthday.
He put a Paw Patrol figure right through our TV yesterday.
How big was that TV? Yeah, the big TV?
65 inches.
Nice.
The joke we used to make about, and not joke, but R.I.P. Paul's TV.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to the TV from Paul's TV.
I can't believe Paul's TV is dead. I thought that thing was going to explode.
Paul himself passed away, and then they were sort of out of
the TV. So you had 65.
Yeah.
So where'd you get yours? Because don't you have a 70?
I got a 70. I got a Target.
Oh, okay. You've never mentioned it before.
Yeah. I got a 70 and 260s.
You've never mentioned the size of your television before.
It's a big
TV. I wasn't sure.
Fortnite on a 70?
That was how hard he told me to deal with it. Well, you know, Zoe has a 70. You should talk to him about it.
Smart TV. That thing turns itself on and off.
Thanks.
Come on. What do you walk past it?
Christmas?
It turns on?
No, I got the clapper for Christmas. I'm like...
Was that the TV or is that the clapper?
It's a clapper.
So it's not the TV.
TV, right.
How does the clapper... Never mind.
Never got the clapper?
Yeah, no, but how does that work on a TV?
I don't think it does.
It's a joke. It doesn't. I don't have the clapper.
You probably do.
Oh, it's a commercial. An old lady in bed never claps. But
she gets all pissed when she goes to turn that light off. She's awake. She goes, quick.
Where's the lights?
Yeah.
Turn them out.
Yeah, Alexa does
it.
The tower can control that stuff for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have that set up like that?
My parents do. I do not. So it's pretty cool.
They must have like the smart light bulbs.
Oh, yeah. Like my dad goes like, hey, turn my light on. Or turn my mom's light on. Yeah. Boom. Off and on.
is that what he says?
There's a joke there.
Turn Scott's mom's light on. Turn my light on. Turn Daryl's light on. Yeah, that's all.
Maybe you can light my fire.
Yes, she does.
Let's get to the takeaways. Robot caller Albert in Rhode Island.
Okay. Albert.
Albert in Rhode Island on TB12. Hey, Albert.
Albert.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Well, you said quickly, the coach doesn't like talking about contracts, and obviously he wouldn't want his players talking about contracts, but that would be under the preconceived.
Hello?
Albert?
Actually exists. We know now the Patriot way is completely illogical, and it's nonsense.
Yeah. I knew he was fake. I knew he was a robot.
He's not a robot caller. His phone cut out.
Play back that segment again. If you could, just that little skip of the tape.
No.
Nope.
He dropped out.
His phone dropped.
And he was still talking.
He was talking
And when
too
the
fast.
Phone came back, he had changed his inflection. Much like I'm doing with you right now. Beetle, don't be an idiot. Listen to me when I tell you his phone did not drop out.
It'd be like me talking right here.
Play it again.
Then my phone comes on right after that.
Albert? Actually exists. We know now.
Exist and we almost sound like they're overlapping.
Actually exist. We know now.
It runs tight. It does run tight.
That's very, very tight.
We could do a segment.
So you're
Paranoid
saying he's not only pre-recording.
It's like playing a record at the wrong speed.
But he's editing.
It does sound like that devil
He's cutting
record.
Out the breaths.
He's got a devil record.
He's going back into his audio editing program and he's editing out the
auto-tune. Editing out the breaths, which is a rookie mistake, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Takes all the natural sound out of it.
Exist. We know now.
We know now. I mean,
actually exists. We know now.
Come on,
that's
Hardy.
Did you
that
edit
is
that,
not
Tom?
Edited, Hardy. Hardy, that is
Albert.
Not.
Actually exists. We know now.
You hear it now? You think I'm crazy?
Now I hear it.
Thank
Albert.
You.
Actually exists. We know now.
It's hard. It's got to be hard to tape yourself and play it though.
Man.
All I know is that something's at play there.
Yeah.
Look at actually exists. We know now.
How many times has he called? What do his stats say?
Hundreds.
Thousands?
Probably
thousands.
Yeah.
So you devote that much of your life to calling into this radio station.
You start devising new ways of doing it.
I would think.
Facts, not opinion.
Mm. All right, I'll go next.
Okay.
This is somewhat late in the show. We were talking about the cigar-smoking lacrosse players up there in Saugus. And you mentioned smoking. And where does Zolak take the conversation?
Of course.
Vietnamese baby.
There's nothing illegal about an 18-year-old smoking a cigar.
I saw that kid, what was he, baby? Remember the one in China? He's smoking cigarettes, sucking them butts?
No, I don't think it was China.
Who was it, Ma?
I remember the video, though. That it was like a 4-year-old who smoked.
It was like Vietnam or something. I don't know where the hell it was. Then we had that one of the monkey smoking. Don't make me pull up the raccoon video.
Indonesia.
Oh, my God. That fat kid with the diaper. Just sucking butts.
There's an update on him, according to what I'm looking at now. This is... He kicked the habit, though. He kicked. Look at him. Looks good now.
Everybody kicks habits.
Growing up.
Yeah, he thinned out.
That was a one-off segment, too.
Yeah.
One segment we were going to devote to that because we like stories.
I'm looking at
the
video right now.
Stupid local stories.
We're looking at it.
He's lighting one off the other.
He's reverse like
chain smoking
him. Little chain smoking baby.
Family sitting around, watch him beaming. So proud.
Not much else going on there, apparently.
I think tonight, yeah, speaking of the TVs,
that kid would smoke like a chimney, man.
Speaking of the TVs.
Maybe he started when they taught him blackjack when he was 18 months. Because one tends to follow the other.
Was that Texas Hold'em?
Yeah, they got him in front of a video poker machine and said, here, take an 8-ball.
He's a dealer.
And $400 in cash, and we'll see what happens. Next thing you know, kid's smoking 2 packs a day.
Oh, my God.
He's running games out of the back of the house.
All right. Two biggest stories of the offseason with the Patriots, Brady and Gronkowski not being there. Questions posed to the head coach regarding the quarterback, listen to how it's termed, what the answer was, and then to the tight end.
Kind of in a good place right now, and a good understanding of where each other sits.
I've always had a good relationship with Tom.
What about seeing Rob Gronkowski this morning? It was good to have him back here as well.
It's good to have all the players here.
Do you feel like you're in a good space with him as well? He's stayed away and seems to be grumbling about a few things as well.
Yeah, you have to talk to Rob about that.
Hey, Zoe. Go ahead.
So no comment on the sound you requested.
Yeah, but I mean, Belichick, real quick to say, I got a great relationship with Tom, and same sort of. Now, to be fair, it wasn't the same exact question by Ben Volen regarding Brady to what he asked about Gronkowski, because he said he's kind of grumbling, and I think the grumbling thing threw Belichick off and said, "Well, you have to ask Rob. You have to ask Rob about that."
Yeah.
Okay.
Have to talk to him.
Yep. Beetle, speaking of the TV, you breaking your TV.
Yeah, well, I didn't
my smart
TV.
TV now is the YouTube channel.
I did
that.
Not break my TV.
I think I'm introduced.
My 3-year-old broke the TV.
Yep. Well, that won't be the first. You have three of those little suckers. It's going to happen again. I think tonight's night, Brody gets to watch the raccoon getting tossed by the monkeys. Get him onto that one. Let's play raccoon toss tonight. He's going to lose it.
What made you decide that today was the day?
That we did.
Why
don't
you show him the Indonesian baby smoking?
I said, don't make me. No. Because then.
Oh, what? That's not okay.
That's a bad influence. No.
It's a gateway. It's a gateway video.
Gateway to hell right there. That opens up a wormhole.
Show him what not to do.
Everybody watch NBC Sports Boston this afternoon. Michael Felger is wearing a new-to-you blouse. It is not new to him. He found it in the closet. He pulled it out today, and it is a delight. You'll see it coming up next.
Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston, 98.5 The Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station.